Yes, we are back. I'm Steve Goss, joined as always on Friday by Mara Davis, where we offer a concert list for your approval. Time for Mara's Music Mix.
And it's a super weekend, Steve. You know, having wings, rising up. Are you doing all of that?
I come from a conflicted family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my older son lives in New York. He's a diehard Patriots fan. My younger son's a Falcons fan. I grew up a Patriots fan. I've become a Falcons fan. I love them both. I'll be rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Well, for me, it's the Gaga Bowl. It's Lady Gaga's playing halftime. Yeah. Everybody wins. Let's get started with City Winery. Bob Schneider is back. He's from Austin, Texas, and he's sort of the, you know, rock darling of Austin. And he's so funny. That's what I like about Bob Schneider.
He's been doing the solo thing for about 20 years. He was with Ugly Americans back in the day, and he toured with Dave Matthews. And I think that's the secret. When you start out solo, you want to somehow hitch your wagon to a big star because that can catapult you to a whole other level. I can tell you where we're gonna
be when that's Bob Schneider at City Winery tonight. Our next artist who's playing at the Earl is someone who wrote her entire debut album in her bedroom. I'm talking about Margaret Glasby. This is incredible. She was intending to self-release it, and then she got picked up by ATO Records. She has such a unique sound. Now, the album's called Emotions and Math, which I think is a really catchy, really great song, but you can hear her unique voice, and she's got that indie rock vibe. Not looking for a lane. She's toured with Milk Carton Kid, so she's kind of the indie darling from last year. She's really blowing up. Definitely high on the list for this weekend. That's Margaret Glasby at the Earl on Saturday night.
I love working with Mara Davis. I've said this many times. One of the many reasons is that Mara turns me on to music I'm not familiar with. And I've been waiting 2 years for this band to come back to Atlanta. I'd never heard of them until you told me about them. Bear's Den.
I love that you're such a fan of these guys.
Huge fan.
They are doing a North American tour, so it's good for them to be back in the U.S. Their record is called Red Earth and Foreign Rain, and they've got a great sound. It's a little bit on the mellow side, but I could see how in the Goss household this really sets the vibe.
They are a British folk rock band. Think Lumineers, think Mumford & Sons. They toured with them in the UK. These guys have been touring nonstop, mostly in Europe. Remember what we found, no one could ever take that away. Remember what we found in the red earth and the pouring rain. Andrew Davies, the singer and the genius behind this sound. I will be there. I'll be at that show.
All right. I look forward to it. Do you have a lighter? Do people bring lighters to shows anymore?
I don't, but I'm
going to... Hold up your cell phone, Steve.
I'm going to get one.
That's Bear's Den Monday night at Terminal West. So I believe Rick Astley has not played in Atlanta before, or it's been a really, really long time. He is coming to center stage. And of course, I know you've danced to Together Forever or Never Gonna Give You Up.
Or Cry for Help. Yeah, he's got more hits besides Never Gonna Give You
Up. Oh, wow, look at you. Digging deep.
Well, just to play his music, what can I say? I won't say I danced to it, but I
yes, you did, Steve.
I loaded the tapes.
Okay. Well, he's coming back. He's got a new self-produced album called 50, and he's played all the instruments on it. He still looks baby-faced and great. He sounds great. There's some really good songs on the new record, and he's absolutely fine with everybody making Rick-rolling jokes. That's Rick Astley at Center Stage on Thursday night. Never gonna give you up.
Well, consider that the meme right there. Okay, that's you just heard it right there.